order.
Roll call for Wednesday, March 4th. Anderson?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns? Case?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
DeCaria?
Here.
Dockstader?
Here.
Esquivel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Honeycutt?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Massey?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Nicholas? Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Ross,
excused.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
here.
Sessions,
here.
Townsend,
here.
Basie,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Hines,
here.
Burns here, 29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer by Reverend Borkod.
Let's lift our hearts to God. Gracious, eternal God, once again you have granted us another wonderful day of life. And again we pause in the midst of our busy agendas to gratefully recognize your presence and to seek your blessing for this day. We thank you for life, and we thank you for the freedoms that you grant and that we enjoy. May we never take our life, a freedom or liberty for granted. May we never use our freedom and liberty is an opportunity for selfish gain, but as an opportunity to seek the health, the wellness, and the vitality of all people, the people we serve, and the communities in which we live. Help us to passionately serve and hold high our standards. Grant us the health and strength to do the work that you have brought us here to do today. We pray for your wisdom and spirit of grace. Gracious and mighty God, we ask for your presence in the life of all those who face difficulties with their personal circumstances, with their health, and for those who face loss. Again, we ask for your spirit of comfort and strength for loved ones who make sacrifices in order that we might serve in this place. As we gratefully and humbly come to serve the good people of Wyoming, may these blessings ours today, for it is you and it is in your name, gracious Creator and Redeemer God, that we pray. Amen.
Members of the Senate, today we have a special privilege. Today the kindergarten class from Cheyenne Dildine Elementary School is here to lead us.
Hate to correct you so early in the morning.
Is here to leave us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me in welcoming these young students and their teacher, Ann Carter, to the chamber.
Because it has some good words in it. Are we ready to say it?
Okay.
Yes. Today,
at Dildine Elementary, I will do my best to be the best. I will listen, I will follow directions, I respect the rights of others. I can learn, I will learn.
There you go.
Thank you for leading us in the pledge today. We are glad that you joined us and proud of your efforts to learn such important words. Come back and see us another day. Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee report for the Journal of March the 3rd, 2009, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Dockstader, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the day is Jamie Bloomfield, MD from Cheyenne, and there is no scheduled nurse. Thought for the day. The trouble with the future is that it is usually arrived before we're really ready for it. Messages from the House.
March the 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives. Message number 502, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 1, General Government Appropriations. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 5, excused 1. March the 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 501, Mr. President. The House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 152, Athletic Trainers Licensing. Ayes 59, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Here you go.
Joint Conference Committee reports. Message number 385. Senator Case, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
385. Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 39, Population Determination Use of Federal Census. Reference Senate Message Number 385. Signing for the House, Representative Cohey, Chairman, Representatives Lubnow and Peasley. Signing for the Senate, Senator Case, Chairman, Senators Hastert and Johnson.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move Joint Conference Committee report referencing message number 385 to House Bill 39, Population Determinations, Use of Federal Census. Mr. President, this was an amazing struggle, but the House was willing to rescind from their previous non-concurrence, and we said no. We said we wanted to give them just a little bit of help considering the rough year that they've had. So we actually, we said they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to cave all the way. And so what we actually did was, Mr. Chairman, was just slightly change the language that the Senate had put in just so that it would be different, so that we'd still have a change in the bill that was the Senate position. And it's identically the Senate position. And if you recall this bill, it has to do with municipal government and all local entities with respect to basing things on the consistent census determination. And what your Senate Corporations Committee did is remove the area of the law that deals with the issuance of liquor licenses, because the current procedure is that municipalities in Wyoming rely on an estimate, a mid-year or mid-census estimate that happens 5 years after the census occurs and is provided by our Department of Administration and Information, but it uses data provided by the U.S. Census. It's an estimate. And the Association of Municipalities and others felt that in this particular area the law was good as it was written and we didn't need to change it, and that was the Senate's position. The House didn't understand that. They came roaring in, and then they realized what we did, and they thought it was a good idea. They just didn't want to rescind because they thought it'd look bad over there, and we thought we'd help them out. So all we did was add these words to the existing language, that says using population estimates from the United States Bureau of the Census. That's what they already do. This doesn't do anything. We won, hands down. They went away happy because they didn't have to crawl back there and say, we have to rescind. And so I just ask you to approve it. And it's pretty cool what we did. And we even got the chairman of the select committee up there to, because it was so unbelievable how smooth we were. It's just, it was just incredible. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference message 385 to House Bill 39, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel? Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross excused, Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions, Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
aye.
Bonflatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report on Message 385, reference to House Bill 39. Concurrences. Senator Martin, are you ready on message 491?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
March the 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 491, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 114, animal control. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 12. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Martin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for adoption of message 491, concurrence requested. That refers to Senate File 114, Animal Control, and I ask that the body vote no. The Mr. President, the House Committee, in their work, deleted two sections which are very important to this bill, and without that, it virtually guts the bill. The first being they deleted on page 2, lines 1 through 7. And this was old language, and we had amended it just to add or other animal on line 4. But what this does, it takes away the sheriff or the animal control officer's ability to cite or arrest an individual if they have dogs or cats that are running at large. And it also took away the penalty, which for the first conviction would be a fine of $50, and each conviction after that is punishable by a fine of not more than $100. The second area, they removed the new language that we had put, had adopted on page 2, line 10, which was, or that bites any person. What this deals with is that in the Wyoming State Health Officer really needs this information there, as mainly what this bill is about is counting bites and monitoring that. If you had a child or your child or grandchild went over to a next-door neighbor's home and the dog bit the child, the dog's in its area, the child may be not supposed to be there. The dog bit it, but they still would like to be able to count that bite is to keep track of that. But it would, without that language, it would not allow the state health officer or the state veterinarian to do a home quarantine on the animal, especially if the animal has not had its rabies shots. And so the rest of the amendment the changes were minor. It actually took it back to some of the previous language in the bill. And it's just those two areas that I think that I'd like to have a discussion or have a committee have a discussion with the House committee and see if we can get that portion ironed out, Mr. President. So, as I said, please vote no.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I agree with the no vote, but in addition, it seems to me that they're getting us in a position of impounding all animals, including things like horses and whatnot. So if you got, it makes a lot of sense if a dog bite. I'm not sure it makes so much sense to treat some of the others that way. Is that a correct reading, that they're having us deal with a lot more animals than just dogs?
Other questions before Senator speak for his second time? Senator Martin.
No, that is not true, because in that portion of the statute, the definition of animal is dog and cat. And so it would eliminate the other animals.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 114, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Honeycutt?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson? Landon?
No.
Larson?
No.
Martin?
No.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross excused. Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Sessions? Townsend,
no.
Basie,
no.
Von Flatern,
no.
President Hines,
no.
Johnson,
excused.
Johnson,
no.
Closing. Vote closed. 29 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 114. The conference committee will be Martin, Chair, Cooper, and Case. Message 492. Senator DeCaria, are you ready on this message?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
March the 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 492, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 134, embossed license plates. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 57, noes 3. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator DeCaria.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move for adopt the concurrence as to message 492, which refers to Senate file 134, the embossed license plate, and I would ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, down in the Transportation Committee on the other end, they decided that they wanted to move the fee from $40 to $50 so that they would pay back the DOT in a more rapid manner. Mr. President, that was the only change that was made on the other end, and I would ask the body to vote aye. Thank you, Mr. President.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 134, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Landon.
No.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross excused. Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
No.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 22 ayes, 7 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 134.
What's that?
Message number 499. Senator Scott, are you ready on this message? Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
March the 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 499. Concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 112, archaic price regulation repeal. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 45, noes 15. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move we do concur with the House changes to Senate File 112 and ask you to vote no. Mr. President, the House had all kinds of fun with this bill. They amended it up and down, and then they deleted the amendments and did it all over again. And, Mr. President, amazingly, they gave us back a pretty good bill. This is the archaic, it still repeals the archaic price regulations that make virtually every retail merchant sale in the state illegal and are just ignored widely, except that it was causing the big box retailers to have an excuse not to, they advertise their $4 prescriptions, but they won't sell them to you at that price because they got a little asterisk says against Wyoming law, which it was, and we're repealing that law here. This is that bill. They left that part intact. They left intact the change in the definition of cost that removes 90% of the trouble. We define cost as basically the invoice cost in the retail setting, and most of the sales don't get down that low. So that takes care of most of the problem. They then went in and amended it extensively, changing exemptions around and taking it back to you're having to prove that somebody intended to destroy competition. And that's where, Mr. President, I think they went one step too far in the lobbying war that they had down there, and it was a war. And it seems to me that we've got a responsibility at some point to stop listening to the lobby and try to get it right. And I think they went one step too far in this particular area, making it too hard to prove that strategy is of selling below an invoice cost is destroying competition. I want to go back to the House and see if we can get them to modify that slightly, make it slightly easier to prove, get a bill that this bill is workable, but I think we can do a step better, and therefore I urge the Senate to vote no.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 112, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Honeycutt?
No.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross excused. Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend? Basie?
No.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
Aye.
Closing?
Martin, aye.
Martin, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 12 ayes, 17 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 112. The conference committee will be Scott, Chairman, Townsend, and Esquibel. Message number 495. Senator Perkins, are you ready on this message?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
March the 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 495, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 88, required use of ignition interlock devices. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 6. The House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, at this time I move message 495, move that the body do concur with message 495. This is on Senate File 88, it required use of ignition interlocks, and ask that the body vote no. This is the mandatory use of ignition interlock bill. The House played around with it quite a bit. Ultimately, they came back in a lot of respects to make it workable in their before it got out of there. But there's just a few things we need to tidy up, increase the ease of administration, make sure that everybody understands exactly what would happen when they go into this thing. And so I think it's something we can do and do fairly quickly and give it the certainty that it was intended to have when it came in. And would like to have a committee appointed and go down and visit with them. I think we can resolve it fairly quickly and come back to you with a bill that stays true to the purposes it was intended. And so thank you, Mr. President. Again, I would ask that the body vote no.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File number 88, and you've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Bebout? No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Honeycutt?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Here.
Larson? Martin?
No.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins? Peterson,
no.
Ross excused, Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Sessions,
no.
Townsend,
no.
Basie,
no.
Bonflatern,
no.
President Hines.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 88. The committee will be Perkins, Chair, Peterson, and DeCaria. Message 498. Senator Hastert, are you ready on this message?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read in the message.
March 3rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 498, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 106, Medication Disposal Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, noes 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 498 on Senate file number 106 and ask for concurrence and ask for the body to vote no. Mr. President, what they did over in the House was basically strip the funding of the bill and then put back in a part-time pharmacist. I need to talk with the House and then talk with the department and ensure that we can get at least the program that we've got running on this kind of funding. And at least, and so I'd like to have an opportunity to talk to the House about this. And I'm asking you to vote no and give me an opportunity to talk with them about it.
Senator Vasey.
Just a question. If you do go back to conference, could you find out what it means in the absence of bad faith to be liable for somebody with bad faith? What's the standard of that?
Anyone else wish to speak before the senator have his second time? Senator Hastert.
Thank you.
Okay. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 106, and you'd been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Esquibel? Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Honeycutt?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Larson?
No.
Martin?
No.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross excused. Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
No.
Vasey?
No.
Von Flatern? President Hines?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 106. The conference committee will be Hastert Chair, Honeycutt, and Landon. Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act number 69.
Senate Enrolled Act number 69, being original Senate File 56.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 69, being original Senate File number 56. I'm so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 70.
Senate Enrolled Act number 70, being original Senate File 35.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 70, being original Senate File number 35. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 70. 71.
Okay. Senate Enrolled Act number 71, being original Senate File 74.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 71, being original Senate File number 74. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 72.
Senate Enrolled Act number 72 being original Senate file 90.
We are about to, I am about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 72 being original Senate file number 90. Also signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 73.
Senate Enrolled Act number 73 being original Senate file 108.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 73 being original Senate file number 108. Also signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 74.
Senate Enrolled Act number 74 being original Senate file 145.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 74 being original Senate file number 145. Also signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 75.
Senate Enrolled Act number 75 being original Senate file 61.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 75 being Senate original Senate file number 61. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 76.
Senate Enrolled Act number 76 being original Senate file 98.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 76 being original Senate file number 98. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 77.
Senate Enrolled Act number 77 being original Senate file 107.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 77 being Senate original Senate file number 107. Also signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 78.
Senate Enrolled Act being original Senate file 93.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 78 being original Senate file number 93. Also signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 79.
Senate Enrolled Act number 79 being original Senate file 89.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 79 being original Senate file number 89. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 90.
House Enrolled Act number 90 being original House Bill 190.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 90. Being original House Bill number 190. Also signed. House Enrolled Act number 91.
House Enrolled Act number 91 being original House Bill 46.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 91 being original House Bill number 46. Also signed. House Enrolled Act number 92.
House Enrolled Act number 92 being original House Bill 54.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 92 being original House Bill number 54. Also signed. House Enrolled Act number 93.
House Enrolled Act number 93 being original House Bill 127.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 93 being Original House Bill number 127. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 94.
House Enrolled Act number 94 being Original House Bill number 146.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 94 being Original House Bill 146. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 95.
House Enrolled Act number 95 being Original House Bill number 169.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 95 being Original House Bill number 169. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 96.
House Enrolled Act number 96 being Original House Bill 177.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 96 being Original House Bill 177. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 97.
House Enrolled Act number 97 being Original House Bill 213.
I'm about to sign House Original House Enrolled Act number 97 being Original House Bill number 213. I'm so signed. House Enrolled Act number 98.
House Enrolled Act number 98 being Original House Bill number 286.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 98 being Original House Bill number 286. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 99.
House Enrolled Act number 99 being Original House Bill 295.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 99 being Original House Bill number 295. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act 100.
House Enrolled Act number 100 being Original House Bill 73.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 100 being Original House Bill number 73. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act 101.
House Enrolled Act number 101 being Original House Bill 162.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 101 being Original House Bill number 162. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 102.
House Enrolled Act number 102 being Original House Bill 267.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 102 being Original House Bill 267. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 103.
House Enrolled Act number 103 being Original House Bill number 174.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 103 being Original House Bill number 174. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act House Joint Resolution number 3.
House Joint Resolution number 3 being Original House Joint Resolution number 7.
I'm about to sign House Joint Resolution number 3 being Original House Joint Resolution number 7. That's so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate be at recess until 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Announcements. You've, Senator Burns.
Mr. President, if I could see the Travel, Recreation, Wildlife Committee at my desk here for about 5 minutes upon this recess, I'd appreciate it.
You've heard the motion. The Senate shall stand recessed until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Senate is recessed.